B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Hey, this is Callie with Checkpoint XP, and we're excited to celebrate Juneteenth next Friday, June 19th, with our friends in esports and gaming. Juneteenth is the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States and a reminder of the pride, resilience, and determination of African Americans in American history. Even though COVID-19 has hindered live event celebrations and parades, our friends at Access Replay in Atlanta are committed to fighting for social justice. As a company, we are committed to using our platforms to support social justice and to be part of the active conversation needed to move our nation forward. This is our commitment to the future, and it starts with each of us. Visit www.juneteenth.gg for more information, and make sure to tune in on Friday, June 19th.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got me, James Campbell, and joining me are Weird Beard, as well as the one person on Checkpoint XP who just announced he's leaving Overwatch to focus full-time on Pokemon breeding, Robbie Landis.
Congratulations, Robbie.
Yeah, great. Awesome. Yep, that's me. Totally going to do that competitive Pokemon breeding.
Can't wait to see what kind of Pokemon you put together. Any plans?
No, because there's no money in it.
Well, there you go. We look forward to seeing your creations.
And you can always crash on my couch.
I have my own couch.
It's not as comfortable as Weirdbeard's. Now, if you remember the game RPG Speller Energy Drink we played a few weeks back, we're back with the same concept, but with a little racy twist. And Checkpoint XP producer Callie's joining us. Robbie, why don't you explain this one?
Yeah, so this time we're going to play RPG character or porn star. So we're going to go around the room here. I'm going to give you two names, and you simply have to tell me which one is the RPG character and which one is the porn star.
So you say RPG character, you mean role-playing game?
Yes, role-playing game.
Okay.
So a character from a game.
Okay. So it could be any role-playing game.
Any role-playing game.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And so I'm going to direct these at each one of you. We're going to start with James. Now, if James gets it wrong, well, actually, I guess stealing doesn't really make any sense because you guys are going to know whether or not it's right or not. So here's what we'll do. I'm going to ask you, James. You're going to give me your answer, and then I'm going to see if either of these guys want to agree with you or disagree for a steal. So that way we can, you know, put a little extra spin on it. So, James.
Yes.
Your two names are Danica Mori or Futaba Sakura.
Ooh, Danica Mori or Futaba Sakura.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, I thought for sure I was going to know it like immediately and just have to sit here biting my tongue.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea.
You're playing this game!
So well, you gave me two names, though.
I did. So which one's the porn star? Which one
is
the
character? Oh, I thought you were going to give me a name.
Oh, no, you have to decide which is which.
So
yeah.
I have one each. I have a porn star and I have a RPG role-playing game character.
That's right.
Repeat the first names one more time for me.
Danica Mori and Futaba Sakura.
I'm saying Danica is the porn star.
Okay.
And Futaba is the RPG character.
This man knows.
All right. You're going to agree with that? All right. What about you, Callie? What are you thinking?
Danica's work.
Danica sounds the most normal human-ass name you could get.
I suppose so. The only
right, because humans don't have Asian names, I guess,
Weird
Beard.
Yeah, it couldn't be a Japanese porn star. It could absolutely be. I am going to agree, though, that I think Danica is the porn star because you said it's a game I'm playing right now, and I'm playing Persona 5. So
did you just look it up? Is that what you were doing?
No,
I saw
did
you
not.
On your phone. Futaba is from Persona 5. That's correct.
I
all
got
right.
One right.
Callie.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Nacho Vidal and Flynn Schifo.
Nacho Vidal or Flynn Schifo.
Who's the porn star?
Okay, see, I thought we were going to get names like Candy Sucks or stuff like that.
I'm going to make this easy for you.
Okay, so Flynn Schifo sounds like it could definitely be a Star Wars name. Could that be like something out of... I'm going to say that Flynn Schifo is the role-playing game.
So name. Nacho Vidal is the porn star?
Nacho
that
Vidal is the porn
correct.
Star.
Correct.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Was it
all
out
right.
of Star Wars?
It was not.
Okay.
That's actually from Tales of Vesperia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never played that one.
All right, Weird Beard.
I'm here.
Sierra McCain and Asa Akira. Who's the porn star and who's the video game character?
Asa Akira is the porn star.
Oh, wow. He got that real fast. I'm with you. I knew that immediately.
All right. All right.
You have to check
James.
The records. We know.
So
James.
We're finding out who in the room might have partaken at
yeah.
one point.
Yeah. James.
We are both familiar with her work.
And Sierra, by the way, is from Suikoden 2.
Oh.
James. Renoa Hartley or Sophie D?
Renoa Hartley,
mm-hmm.
or what was the other one?
Sophie D.
Man, some of these names are ringing like a lot of porn bells. Both these names are ringing porn bells. But I think Sophie D is the porn star. And whatever name you gave me before, I think is the RPG character.
Yes. You are correct.
You're correct.
Renoa is from Final Fantasy VIII. Wow, you guys are pretty
premium
good.
Premium is paying off, baby.
You guys are 4-for-4 so far. All right,
I can
Kelly.
Tell, can you tell what we've all been doing during quarantine?
Yeah. Playing video games.
Yeah, clearly.
All right. Kelly.
Yes.
Misty Stone.
Oh, no.
And Samuel Oak.
Oh, ooh. No. Oh, God, they're both the Pokemon names.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't know if Professor Oak's first name is Samuel or if Misty's last name is Stone, because they're both in Pokemon. Oh. Oh, you're a jerk.
Really? Over there.
Oh, God. I'm going to say Samuel Oak is the porn star.
Okay.
I think Misty's last name is Stone because they have like the water stone and stuff like that.
Does anybody else?
I want to steal.
Oh, you can try and steal. Whoa, okay, all right.
I believe Misty Stone is the porn star.
I believe you are right.
Oh,
yes!
No!
Misty doesn't actually have a last name.
Oh, of course not. I figured it would be like one of those things where it's like only in the manual. You have to like, look, like flip through the old Game Boy manual to find out their last
all
name.
All right, Weirdbeard. Porn Weird. Star or role-playing game character... Crow Armburst and Jason Hawk.
I hope to God Crow Armburst was a porn star. Jason Hawk?
Wow, that sounds like a skateboarding name.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's because of Tony Hawk.
I'm going to say Jason Hawk is the RPG character.
You would be wrong. Crow Armburst is from Trails of Cold Steel. Jason Hawk is the porn star.
That was Bummer. A tough one. That was,
Bummer.
That was a tough one.
All right, so James in the lead for
yeah.
maybe the first time ever on one of these games.
Well, yeah. For some reason, I always end up getting in the lead at some point in time, and then I end up blowing it at the end.
Well, I mean, you're at 3, and
no
they're each at 1 so far.
Yeah.
So you're doing good. Here you go. Here's lead. Your next one. That's right. So we're sitting here playing RPG character, that's role-playing game character, or porn star. I'm giving each of you guys two names, and you have to tell me if it's a video game character and which one is the porn star. James.
Yes.
Your two names are Belladonna and Garnett.
Belladonna, porn star.
Oh, wow. That was an easy one for you.
Come on, Robbie. You got to dig deeper for the porn stars. You know how many hours logged I have watching porn?
Probably
3 times in my UF playing video games.
All right. Kelly.
James is like, I watched that person this morning.
Yeah, Belladonna.
Garnett, easy. By the way, from Final Fantasy IX.
Yes.
All right, Kelly.
Yep.
Jaina Fire.
Oh, God.
Or Billie Lee Black?
Jaina Fire. Or Billie Lee Black?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
You know, search your feelings.
Search your feelings. You know this to be true. I'm going to say Jaina Fire is the RPG character.
You would be wrong.
Oh!
Billie Lee Black is from Xenogears.
No! Oh, that's the next game on my list, too.
Weirdbeard.
All right. Oh.
Last one. There's no way for you to catch up.
For honor.
Maxim and Mr. Pete.
He gives you the weirdest names.
Mr. Pete.
Mr. Pete
Hold
definitely
on, I gotta,
sounds
I
like
gotta
a,
see if I can say it in like a domineering.
But could you picture a Mr. Pete coming into the porn set?
Hey, do you order a pizza? I'm Mr. Pete.
Wow.
Coming this summer in
it's
a world.
Definitely, Mr. Pete definitely has to be the... Has to be the porn star.
He is indeed.
Good job!
All right.
Dead last.
One final round. I'm going to get an answer from everyone here. This is worth 1,000,000 points.
Oh, my God. It's a Rick game.
This is where I lose the match.
Yep. Sai Nijima or now Saijima.
Sai Nijima or...
Sai Nijima or now Saijima.
Wow. All right. Now Sijima.
All right. What about you, James?
For which one's which?
Oh, yeah.
Sai Nijima or Now Sejima? Which do you think is the porn star?
Now Sejima, I think, is the porn star.
I'm going to go with Callie. I agree.
I'll take the opposite just to win.
All right. Now Sejima is indeed the porn star.
Yes!
You both get 1,000,000 points, but you have 1,000,003. James is the winner. Sai Nijima is also from Persona 5.
Don't mess with me with porn, okay? You guys can take the cake in video games, but if it's coming down to porn, I'm going to win every time.
We've now found what line of thinking James needs to be successful.
Absolutely.
You heard I nailed it earlier on the show when we told you about Gail Simone and how she used her comic book platform to help support the Black Lives Matters related charities. Well, now it's time to see who failed it.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows, who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
We talked earlier in the show about the record number of viewers Twitch has gained during COVID-19, but they seem to also be a loser in another respect this week. Twitch has started issuing takedown notices at a record rate within the past week, which is a notice that forces streamers to take down previous content because it may contain copyrighted material.
What's interesting here and important to note, and this is where your tinfoil hats are going to come on, is that there is actually a company out there, and I believe I mentioned this to you yesterday, there's a company out there that's monitoring most streams on Twitch, and it's two big investors, and they have the ability to issue live DMCAs. They just haven't done it yet.
All right, Twitch, get it together! Streamers are here to make content for your platform. Make sure you're kind to those people who make a living off of this.
Now, Weirdbeard, do we know why, particularly like suddenly out of nowhere, that all of these takedowns have been happening? Because it's in relation to copyrighted music being used, isn't it?
Yeah, one of the big things is that over the quarantine kind of like COVID pandemic situation, Twitch has seen a huge influx of DJs and people playing music live,
right, but
coming onto the platform. They've seen a huge influx of this new traffic coming in. Like I said, they've seen all these new DJs that are now promoting it as a music playing platform. I really think more than anything else, Twitch has gotten spooked. Like, they've gotten all this, you know, new money coming in. They're still trying to keep deals, you know, and like money coming in from these music companies. Like, it's been bad. So they're going back through and striking all of these Twitch streamers' old content. So even stuff that's months and years old is being pulled retroactively and being forced to be taken down, sometimes costing these people videos that have, over millions of views.
Ugh, that's a bad look.
Well, don't forget, if you ever miss a Nailed It and Failed It, you can always find the posted over at checkpointxp.com. Coming up next, we're checking the gaming headlines. Robbie, what do you have in store for us?
You are never going to believe one of the best players in League of Legends of all time
Doublelift
is retiring. It's not Doublelift.
Oh,
it's not.
It's not Doublelift. We'll find out who next on Checkpoint XP.